Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Municipality of Litchfield's annual budget meeting. The agenda is the motion to adopt the agenda, the presentation and adoption of the 2022 municipal budget estimates, and then a motion to adjourn. It will be municipality, so this is, as I said, the municipality's special budget meeting, which is held on January 27th at 5:30 p.m., held by video conference. When I call your name, could you please say you're present? Councillor Denis Dubois.
Present.
Courtney Harris.
Present.
Emile Morin.
Present.
Terry Racine.
Present.
Rick Frost and John Stitt have motivated their absence. So, Julie Bertrand?
Present.
And myself, Colleen Larivière, Mayor. So, I will we'll have to, first of all, we'll adopt the COVID-19 Decree 177-2020 holding of the council meetings. Whereas Decree number 177-2020 of March 13, 2020 declared a state of health emergency throughout Quebec for an initial period of 10 days in accordance with the Public Health Act. Whereas the state of health emergency has been extended by various degrees and is still effective to this day, considering that since December 2021, the members of the municipal council must, as much as possible, hold their meetings by any means allowing them to communicate directly with each other and to vote in person according to the terms provided by the ministerial decree of July 4, 2020. Whereas in accordance with decree 2020-049, of July 4, 2020, any municipality has the obligation to allow the transmission of written questions to council members at any time before and the holding of the meeting, which by law must include a question period. Whereas it is in the public's best interest and to protect the health of the population, members of council, and municipal officers that this meeting be has required held without the presence of the public, the members of council, and the municipal officers being authorized by the ministerial decrees and orders currently enforced to be present to take part, to deliberate, and to vote at this meeting by video conference. Therefore, I need a motion that the council confirms that this meeting and any subsequent meeting until a sanitary situation permits, taking into account the rules set by the Minister of Health, be held without the presence of the public, and that the members of the council and municipal officers can participate by video and teleconferences. That the meeting be publicized as soon as possible in accordance with the legal rules applicable by one or the other of the applicable ministerial orders on the municipal website. Can I have a motion?
Terry.
Terry, everyone agrees? The motion is
yeah.
Carried.
Yeah.
Yep. Motion is carried. Now I need a motion to adopt the agenda.
Courtney.
Denis.
We have lots of them. I think Courtney spoke up first. Okay. The next motion is a motion to adopt the 2022 budget estimates. So I'll read out the revenues and the expenses, and then we can adopt them. So the tax revenues, $880,333. The payments in lieu of taxes, $2,084. The transfers, $512,347. Services provided, $5,194. The assessment of rights, $43,500. The interest, $12,000. Other revenues, $1,600. And surplus appropriation, $173,027. For a total of $1,630,085. The expenses are the general administration, $440,319. Public security, $203,455. Transportation, $538,702. Environmental health, $104,691. Urban planning, $80,324. Recreation and culture, $17,900. Cost of financing, $22,232. Payments of long-term debt, $67,462. And investment activities, $155,000. So a total of $1,630,085. So obviously a balanced budget, which is good. So can I have a motion to accept the budget?
Terry,
everyone is in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so now there's no questions really regarding the budget. We haven't received any because it hasn't been public. So
no, we haven't, and we did put out the notice that people could send questions in by email or by mail, and we have received none.
Okay, good. So a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Courtney.
Okay, all in favor? And that closes our budget meeting.
Yes. Yeah.